Okay, let's review today's daf, Erev and daf test. Is valid when it hangs over the outside of the Mavoi entrance on two pegs that stick out from the Mavoi. So Gemara gives two opinions. Rav Chista answers that whoever holds one can carry under a regular Kora would hold that this Kora is invalid because the outer edge of the Kora functions as a Mechitza. And in this case, the Mechitza is removed from the Mavoi because it's sticking out on pegs. Whoever holds a person is not allowed to carry under a regular Kora would hold that this Kora is mutter, since the inner edge of the kor is viewed as extending downward. But Rava Amar Lidivriya Oser Aser. Rava holds that everybody would say that it's Aser, since one of the fundamental requirements of a kor is that it be on top of the Mavui. When the Braisa refers to a kor Meshucha being a valid kor, it does not refer to a kor that is outside of the Mavui. It refers either to a kor that is inside the Mavui, but neither end of the kor reaches all the way to the Mavui walls, or to the kor that is raised on pegs above the height of the Mavui walls. And we rely on Lava to view the kor as if it reaches the side walls. And Chavit Rami to view the car as if it is low, as low as the height of the Mavoi's walls. Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Bein Lechayayim V'tachas HaKorah Nidon Kekamelis. Rabbi Zakkai taught that the area between the lechis at the entrance of a Mavoi and the area directly beneath the Korah over the Mavoi's entrance are like a Karmelis, and a person cannot carry there. Rabbi Yochanan responded, Pok Tani Levra, go teach this somewhere else, meaning this is not the accepted Pesach. So Machlokas, which part Rabbi Yochanan didn't like? What did he not accept? Abaye holds Rabbi Yochanan only allows carrying under the beam, but would not allow carrying between the lechis, the poles at the entrance of the Mavi, since Rav taught that Tanan HaPesach Tzarech Lechi Acher Toch HaPesach, rather, Tzarech Lechi Acher Latiro, an additional lechi is required to allow carrying in between the lechis, and Rav holds that Rabbi Yochanan even allows carrying between the poles. We try three proofs to determine who's correct in this machlokas. Rav approves his point based on the area's size of less than four tefachim should make it like a makom p'tur where a person can carry on Shabbos. Abaye would respond that a true makom p'tur has to be elevated three tefachim off the ground. Abaye proves his point because Rav said toch ha-pesach tzarech lechi achal atiro. We need an additional pole to permit carrying in between the lechi, strongly indicating that the area between the poles cannot otherwise be used. Rav would respond that it is only also to carry between the poles when the mavoi opens to a karmelis, but not when it opens to a shusram, since Matzah Minas Mino V'Neor. The inside of the Mavoi is similar enough to a Karmelis that people will confuse the two for each other unless we have another pole reminding us to distinguish between them. Rav Huna tries to prove Rav wrong based on a comment of Rabbi Yochanan that when lechis are lined up within four tefachim of each other along the inner side wall of a Mavoi, we only allow carrying until either the inner surface of the innermost lechi, like Rav Shimon Liel, who would apply Lavit up until four tefachim, making all the poles a single lechi, or the inner surface of the outermost lechi, like the Rabbanan, who would not apply lavud on any gap larger than three tefachim, but all agree carrying between the lechis itself is aser. Rava could respond in two ways. First, the Rabbi Yochanan must have been speaking about a case where the Mavoi opens into a Karmelis where an additional heker is necessary. And second, the case may be where if we apply lavud, the lechis will combine to equal four amos, which would make them a separate wall of the Mavoi, and that's why another lechi is necessary. But anything that's actually considered a lechi on its own right would permit carrying directly across from it. Itmar, near me b'fnim v'shami b'chutz nidon mishum lechi. If a lechi is only visible from the inside of the mavoi, it's valid. If, however, it's only visible from the outside of the mavoi, Rabbi Chiya holds it's valid, but Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe holds that it's not valid. Although Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Chiya that such a lechi is valid, he points out that the Mishnah later on Daf Sadi Beis does not permit carrying in a chatzer that borders on a larger chatzer, apparently because we don't view the walls of the outer chatzer, which are not visible from the inner chatzer, to be valid lechis. Rabbi Zera answers that no, b'nichnas and kol seketana l'gadola, the case of the two chatzeros is where the walls of the smaller chatzer protrude into the larger chatzer, making the walls of the larger chatzer too far removed to be considered lechis for the smaller chatzer. Although the larger chatzer is only one amma wider than the smaller chatzer, we cannot view the space between the larger chatzer's walls and the smaller chatzer's walls to be filled in using the mechanism of lavud, thereby producing viable lechis, because we're speaking about a case where there's more than a three tefach gap on one side of the chatzeros. If we assume, like the opinion of Rebbe, that a chatzer only becomes mutter with valid lechis on both sides, having a gap of larger than three tefachim on one side leaves us with only one lechi.